Hi everybody, and welcome to the Middle Aged Bloke podcast with me, Tony Pony. This podcast will be based around mindset, because changing your mindset really is a game changer. I was literally Mr. Grumpy Pants until I decided that this sucked. So I did something about it, and I want to share what I've learned with you, along with some conversations and most likely immature male humour. So get comfortable, have yourself a cheeky break, because I've said so, and let's dive into it. Hi everybody, and welcome to the next episode on the Middle Aged Bloke podcast. I hope you've all had a very, very good week. Well, actually, I think it's been 2 weeks, but anyway, we'll just say it's been a week, because it makes it sound worse if I say 2 weeks, that I've been a little bit slack with the podcast. But anyway, I do hope you've had a great week, and I hope you're having a really lovely weekend. It's a Sunday morning here, and it's just gone 7:45. I started recording around about 7:30, but I didn't like it. I wasn't too keen on what I'd been recording, so I thought, I'm going to give it another go. And I've got myself comfortable in my conservatory, got myself a nice cup of coffee, and everybody's still asleep, so which is lovely. I said to my wife this week, I'm going to get up early on Sunday and record the podcast, because I'm really finding it hard to find time to actually get this podcast recorded, because my house is always busy. Because we have a teenager and a tween, it's just always people running around. It's very rare we get a moment of silence in this house where I can actually do a podcast. And actually, if anyone's got teenagers, early's in the mornings is the best time to have any kind of quietness. If you want to sit and have a quiet cup of tea or get any work done in any household, that's the best time for it. So I basically had a conversation with my wife. I said, right, that's it. I'm going to get up on a Sunday morning, because the last few weeks I found work really, really hard and we're absolutely wearing my body out, that I've been coming home and by about 9, 9:30, I'm wiped and I've been going to bed. And I've been honouring that my body needs that. Before, I'd fight it and fight it and fight it, and I'd get more and more tired and more grumpy. And what I've started doing is going, nope, I'm not going to do this anymore. My body needs to rest, and I'm going to honour that. And I started sleeping. So by, 9 o'clock, 9:30, I'm in bed, and I'm pretty much asleep straight away. Like, one night this week, my head hit the pillow and I don't remember another thing. I was gone within seconds. But what I've noticed it's doing is, because I'm going to bed earlier, obviously, naturally, I'm waking up earlier. So all week I've been waking up, although my alarm's been waking me up, I've been waking up feeling a lot more refreshed. My mood has been so much better this week. And also my brain's been thinking better, but I'll talk about that in a bit. But basically, what I'm trying to say is that because I've been getting to bed earlier, I'm getting up earlier. So when it's come to the weekends, normally I would sleep in happily till 9, 10 o'clock. But at the moment, I'm awake. By 6, 7 o'clock, I'm wide awake. And it was the same yesterday. And I just led there looking out the window in bed thinking, oh, what a lovely morning. And I'd already said to Kirsty, right, that's it. I'm going to start doing podcasts on a Sunday morning. So again, this morning, I was up by 7 o'clock looking out the window. And I was like, right, get up, go downstairs, get comfy in the conservatory, grab your coffee, and we'll get this podcast done. So that's what I'm going to try and do now from the foreseeable future. It'll probably change again, knowing me, because as I'm sure if anyone listens to me regularly, I'm up and down like a yo-yo and trying to find time. Like on a Sunday, once a month, I tend to go out on my bike. So again, I'd have to try and work that around, maybe do the podcast before I go out in the morning, but then it starts to become a little rushed. So again, it's just trial and error and trying to work it out so I can get these podcasts out. But anyway, so that's where I'm at the moment. I've had a very busy couple of weeks and I have, as I said, I've been going to bed a lot early because I'm absolutely wiped out. But when I first started going to bed a bit earlier, I felt a bit like, oh, bit sucky, bit rubbish, because I'm one of these people that I don't like to go to bed early because I feel like I'm missing out on my evenings. And I really, really love my spare time out of work. It's one of the reasons that I changed my jobs and one of the reasons I cut back on my hours, because I felt like I was missing so much of my life being stuck at work and I didn't want that anymore. So to then go to bed early for me was a bit like, oh, you're losing your evenings again. But then at the same time, I'm waking up in the morning feeling so much more refreshed and better, and my overall mindset, wellness, and generally, I think just my mental health is just so much better. And I just feel like my brain is much clearer. Like I've got time to think, coming up with ideas for the future, ideas for whether it's, although they're not ideas put into action, but just my brain is working in a way where I'm thinking about, where do I want to go? What do I want to do with life? You know, I've been saying this week, okay, trucking, I really don't think is for me. And I've been saying this for a long time, but now I'm actually, okay, what can I do? Let's go. And I'm actually looking up ideas. And rather than it just being an idea, I've been going online, looking up different sort of, like, for example, I thought about doing motorcycle transport. And then I looked up, like, went on, found part companies that do it, looked up their pricings and what they're charging and all these kind of things, and realized that actually they're making no money. But what I'm saying is I actually put something into action. I started actually looking stuff up, which is, again, not like me. And I think a lot of that is because I'm not so tired. I've got a little bit of energy there. I'm going, okay, cool, let's go and look this up, without thinking, I just need to close my eyes for 10 minutes. But anyway, the one thing that has come up for me a lot this week is I've been really thinking about my overall health. And I think that is because I'm not so tired in the week. More and more is creeping, like I said, around my head at the moment and giving me time to think. And I've really started, like, my wife probably mentions to me, you know, how she talks about it quite a lot because she's very passionate about it, about how she doesn't want to get to a certain age and then not be in good health. And recently I've had a few sort of health, they're not so much health, well, they were health scares, enough to frighten me a little bit. But although everything turned out, everything was fine, it still made me a little bit nervous and a bit worried. And I started to really think about things that actually, okay, I need to take better care of myself, take better care of my body. So like at work, it's absolutely killing me. It's aching me. I'm up and down ladders all day long. I'm walking around constantly. I'm lifting, pulling, and my body's absolutely aching at the end of the day. But rather than me focusing on the fact that, oh my God, it hurt, I need to go and have a bath and go to bed and rest, or I need to take tablets or something like that, for example, like ibuprofen, because you're aching. What I've been doing is coming home, and although I'm aching, I'm tired, I'm honouring it going to sleep, but also thinking, okay, well, my body hurts, but it's because I'm doing exercise, basically. My body is doing a workout. And that's really good, because in the long run, I'm going to get fitter and better in shape, and that's going to make me feel better, and then eventually I'll feel less tired from it, and I'll be able to enjoy more from it. I'll have more energy, and in the evenings, I won't be so tired. I can actually then thrive a bit more in an evening, and especially with the sun, the lighter evenings coming back, I can enjoy it. Well, then the worst part of me took over, and it started to look at, and I don't know if this is the worst part of me, but what I mean is I started to consider that look around me and other people who are maybe 10, 15 years older than me that I know or I work with, and I look at them and I was like, they're fucked. Like they tell me all the time, their bodies are fucked, their knees have gone, their hips are playing up and all this stuff. And I was like, wow, okay. And for the first time ever, I started to consider that that's going to be me in 10, 15 years. And actually, I don't want that. I don't want to be the guy who's constantly in agony or going in for knee replacements or hip replacements or struggles to get up in the morning because their back's worn out. And although this job at the moment, I think is good for me, as in like it's making me more fitter and more exercise, I think if I was to continue down the road that I'm doing, that by the time I reach my mid-50s, I will be that person. I will be those guys. And I'm thinking to myself, I don't want to be those guys. I don't want my body to be worn out by the time I reach that. So there's like a concept that people say, oh yeah, you should keep fit, eat healthy and all these things, and look after and make sure that when you get to that age, you can enjoy it. But there's also the other element that if you go too mad, I think that you could wear your body out. So I've been thinking loads about that this week and thinking, okay, I don't want that for me. I need to find a way to look after my body and maybe keep in shape, whether it's going back, doing some more at the gym or just upping my walking or whatever it might be. But actually climbing up scaffolding all day long and ladders and pulling and lifting is, at my age, is not probably going to do me much good in the long run because it's so intense for like a short periods of time, if you know what I mean. Well, I say short periods all day long, but what I mean is you're like, you'll climb up and down, you'll ache for a couple of minutes, you'll have a break for a couple of minutes while you're doing something else, and then it's go again. And I think that's going to potentially cause me problems in the long run. And I don't want that. I want to make sure that my body is in a good enough health so when I reach that age, I can just still thrive. I can still do all the things that I want to do. And weirdly, it's not something that I've normally thought about. My wife is somebody who thinks about these things all the time. And probably it's one of the things that annoys her the most about me is that I'm not as motivated with stuff like that. So for me to start thinking about it was quite, it was an eye opener for me. And I was like, oh, okay, this is serious. I need to seriously start looking at this now. And I've been doing that for me, and it's just come up naturally. And I swear it's because I'm sleeping and my body's resting and my head is just getting that clearance in my mind where I'm starting to think about other things rather than just like, I've got to do this, I've got to do that, I've got to get this job done, I've got to get the cooking done, I've got to get home, whatever it might be. I'm just having time because everything's working how it should be. and things that I need to get done, I'm thinking about, and it's gone, and then I've got free time, if that makes any sense at all. So basically, I'm just looking at getting a plan in action, because maybe, like I think I've said this before about changing my job or trying to come up with a business idea that works for me and something that I can sort of thrive in, but also at the same time in a health-wise, like a body health-wise, that's going to keep me in shape but not cause me too many long-term problems. So I guess that's kind of where I'm at with it. And I was talking to a friend as well about it, and they were like, oh, it's funny you say that, because I'm in the same situation. I'm finding that they're driving for a living all day long and they're not getting enough exercise or enough movement. They're worried that they could potentially end up in a position where their body doesn't end up as looked after because they're not doing enough. Whereas I feel like if I carry on the way I am, although it would get me in really good shape, I could end up going the other way and causing myself more problems later on. So it was a really funny sort of, but very interesting conversation. So yeah, so that's where I'm at the moment with that. And I've got to just, like I say, I'll keep you all posted with it and where I'm, what kind of plan of action that I've come up with. But I do know that what I'm doing right now, I think I'm going to long-term cause myself more problems. And I don't want that for myself. I want better than that. And I want to make sure that I can thrive when I'm in my 50s and my 60s, because I think that's very important. And one of the other things that I found this week is I found myself feeling very envious of people this week, which is something I try not to let get the better of me, but this week really has. And I've been seeing people around me just doing things differently, you know, whether it's different to what I'm doing or that, but I've really found myself going, oh, that's not fair. Or why aren't they doing this? Why? So for example, I've had friends this week going out on their motorbikes, and you know, there was also another couple of people that I knew that just called in sick from their jobs just so they could go and play on their bikes. And I remember feeling like I'd actually started to judge them a bit, because I was like, well, why? You're not going to work. Why would you let your company down? And that's not fair. And there was a massive part of me was jealous. I was like, I want to go out on my bike. But there was also another part of me thinking, well, what the hell is it to do with me? And that's what I had to remind myself. And I had to have a real word with myself this week, because I don't like that side of me. And I'm working very hard to not let my envious and my jealous side get the better of me, regardless of whatever it is in life. And that actually got the better of me this week. And I had to really have a word with myself. And I remember I just sat in my truck and I went, looked at myself in the mirror and I went, for God's sake, what are you playing at? If somebody's out having a great time, that's a great thing. They are living their life and enjoying themselves. And so what? If they didn't go into work, if they call in sick and let their boss down, that's their problem. That's their boss's problem. If they're happy doing what they're doing and they don't care, then it really doesn't matter what I think. And I shouldn't let envy. I think envy is a good thing, because I think it gives you drive and it shows you what you want. So when you're envious of somebody, but I did get the better of me this week and I found it really ate at me and I really had to stop myself and pull myself to one side and be like, it's not your, nothing to do with you. It's not your problem. And if you're envious, you need to work on a situation where I can have those things and still thrive and have a job, have a business, whatever it might be. So it just highlighted that for me. And again, looking into the future wise, looking after myself and what I want, it has just shown me what it is I want and what I desire and what I crave when it comes to my job and my outside life. And I've just got to find a way of doing that. And I think by making changes for the future, whether it's changing my career path, looking after my body, making sure I'm eating better foods, that is going to help me get there. And honouring the sleep like I've been doing, resting up when I need to so that I have more clarity, my head's clearer, so that I can think better, make better decisions, come up with better options. I think those things are all really, really important. And I've really got to remind myself on a daily basis now that those are the things that are going to lead me and move me forward. And again, if you are someone like me or having these exact same issues, do what I've just said. Just have a word with yourself and start thinking about the things that you don't like about your life, whether it's your work, what people are doing around you that you can't do. Use it as ammunition. And I think that's what I've got to keep telling myself. Use it as ammunition to push forward, to thrive, to do something great and something that you love. I guess that's just where I'm at this week. And I don't really didn't really have much of a topic to talk about this week, but I just that has been going around in my head all week long, and I just felt like I should talk about it because I'd imagine there's a lot of people out there who are just like me, thinking the same, and or maybe they hadn't thought about it, and then they're going to hear me say it and go, "That's what's bugging me," or "That's what I'm having a problem with," or "That's things that are going on in my head," and it'll all just maybe click a little bit. So. Yeah, I guess I will let you know what my plan's going to be, but I've really got to up my game, and that is going to be my fuel now to push forward, thrive, and to just change all the things I'm not quite happy with in my life, and to, or I guess to improve my life, the quality of my life, I guess. Not that I'm not happy with, because I'm actually quite happy at the moment, but it's just to improve. I guess it's just making it that bit better and taking that step over what I think's okay or happy. I could be great, and that's what I'm going to kind of head for. So anyway, I'm going to leave it there because I'm going to finish my coffee. I think it's gone cold, so I might have to make another one. But yeah, do have a great week. Don't forget to go and follow me on social media. You can find me on the Middle Age Bloke podcast on Instagram, and if you've got any questions or anything like that, you can always send them to me, but it'd be great to hear from you. But until then, have a great week, have a great day, and take care. Love to all.